Okay, this is tape two with Mr. Ed Kinley, and I was just asking a question about his dad, and maybe some earliest memories you had of your dad, or working with your dad, or maybe growing up in Diboll. How much did you go to the Diboll schools?
Yeah, I went to the Diboll schools through about the fourth grade, and we lived there, as I've said, in across from the old commissary, kinda, and also across from what they called the library. The library was just an apartment there that the Temple stayed in when they came, and stayed in that apartment, and they ate over at that old Lone Star Hotel. It's where they ate their meals, except Arthur. He usually ate at our house.
Arthur Senior?
That's the one that's my age, or he's 80 years.
Arthur Junior, okay.
He was around there all the time, and whenever they came, they'd stay about 10 days, I guess, he and his daddy every summer. And he'd come over and eat all his meals over there with us. And he was really tight with our family there, you know. We thought a lot of him, and he evidently thought enough of us to stay around a good bit. But, or thought that much of a Raymond's cooking. But anyway, going back to my dad and I, we've had pretty much the same interest in cattle and all that stuff. And I mentioned earlier to you that I was going back to South Texas to kind of take care of the ranch down there. That ranch originated from that trip that he made to get those Mexicans to come up there to work for him in World War I. And it originated because he had to wait for those Mexicans to get ready to go up there. And he rented a horse at the livery stable and went east out of Laredo to Miranda City in that area. And it rained and everything looked good down there, so he leased the pasture down there and bought some cattle during that two-day period. And eventually had partners, and they worked their way on up, and finally wound up there close to Cotulla, leasing country. And when I got out of college there in the early 50s, I had seen this place here that we're on right now, and Daddy and I had come and tried to buy it. And we found that we wasn't financially able to buy it or trade it. It was for sale, but it wasn't where we could afford it. And we went on from there, and about that time, the ranch that we had leased was bought by Doc Briscoe, who was later governor. And it was a big ranch. It was 120,000 acres, but we had 26,000 acres of it leased. And he offered to sell us 26,000 acres of it. And we bought that 26,000 acres with the money that we had spent buying this place, only we didn't have that much money. And we nearly lost it, that South Texas ranch, due to south droughts and so forth, several times. And we finally got it all paid for, and my son Clay and I got interested again in this place, and in the late 80s, 1986 or something, and came over and looked at it, and we started trying to trade for it, and finally traded for it. I believe it's 93 or 4 when we finally bought this place here. And I'd like to drive you around here a little bit, and if you have the time, okay, just let you kind of see what this is like around here.
All right, yeah, I
wish that Arthur had come with you, because I'd like to show him. He told me last time I saw him that he'd been get out of the cow business.
didn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
he never
got that turned off.
You can probably just talk normal and it'll pick you up.
The one story that that you might be interested in, somebody down at Diabol decided that they would have turkeys out there on Boggy Slough and so forth, and they decided the best way to get wild turkeys back in the country was fence in about 20 acres of land there, and put a chicken wire all around it about 8 or 10 foot high and put the turkeys in there, and when they got able to fly over and go out into the world, well, they'd be ready to populate the country there. And when they fenced it up, well, they fenced in 3 or 4 deer. I believe it was 3 deer, and the gate was on the middle of one side of it, and the water ran out in there, and those deer just didn't seem like they could find that gate to go out of there, even though we left it open. And my daddy sent Charlie and I up there to get those 3 deer and drive them out of that 20 acres. Well, they just immediately, when Charlie and I went up there horseback, the deer just ran crazy and wild, and they made a run there, and they hit that chicken wire fence, and it looked like 3 cannonballs had gone through that chicken wire fence. They just tore a hole just as big as a deer and kept on running.